Hello everyone, this is Sir Style Tecco with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated June 1st, 2018. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Tecco and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and presently run by Asclepius. Background music is, of course, by Stephen J. Goldman. So, to kind of catch everyone up out there, Lord Baldrith, as I'm sure you're aware of by now, left Echoes from the Caverns. He has other things in his life he needs to focus on, and it's a project he did for many years. I am, for an indefinite period of time, meaning I hate to say permanent because nothing in life is ever permanent, but I plan on taking over Lord Baldrith's place on the show for a long period of time, whether that's 6 months or 6 years, you know, I don't know. Asclepius, of course, says, "Hey, Style, let's jump you right in." So I did the show last week with him jointly, and this week I'm solo. No, in all seriousness, folks, please don't take this particular episode as our regular format. I am kind of getting thrown in the fire a little bit. I haven't done this in a very, very long time, other than the one show last week with Asclepius, so I am very rusty. Even on the format on Lord Baldrith and Asclepius, how they've been going with that. Speaking of formats, we will have some other things we're going to be doing in the near future. But let's get into this week's news and get that rolling. So we're looking at Avatar's update number 282, play release 54 now. Alright, so going just kind of down the summary, we have game development, play release 54 now, double XP for week 1 and 2 of release 54, the news announcements, release 54 live stream June 4th, release 54 dance party today, release 54 lot deed raffle winners, NPC submission request Brittany Allies, Portalarium is hiring a web developer. Weekend flash sale, Obsidian's upcoming event calendar, community updates, live stream the companions revisited, R54 welcome quest, Lux Sanctuary, Saturday, June 2nd at 12 p.m. Central, Airy Fun community cause, Primal Nature, June 2018. Win a pair of Sotokan 2018 tickets, project to support mid-boss, and resources, players helping resources. Okay, so play release 54 now. Release 54 launched yesterday. It actually says successfully, which, yeah, it did. You know, it came out, we have it. May 31st, with thousands of backers downloading, patching, and logging to check out the changes. Lots of new content to explore, including performance improvements, scene rebuilds, West End, Shaminia Hills, Upper Tiers, Skeleton Plunderers, more side quests, companion gear, Soul Town Sewers, and Selena Catacombs, combat polish and new weapons audio, more heraldry items, more adventure scenes, user interface polish, companion AI polish, new recipes. Ooh, I definitely gotta get all those. New homes and basements, including the anticipated shopfront row homes, and the basement inns. I know I've had more than one person tell me that I spoke to that they're looking forward to the basement inns, and also I know someone that's really been looking forward to the basement hatches, and I have to admit some of those do look good. New decorations, the globe container. I'm not sure what that is. That sounds interesting. I gotta go take a look. Large telescope, hourglass, perennial coast paintings. Then R52 live stream obsidian order items, which I don't know about the rest of you folks, but I've already collected mine. The R54 QA testing incentive winners, and the R54 lot deed raffle winners, and much more. I'm sure that a lot of you have noticed the, let's talk bugs. A lot of you have probably seen there's been three or four bugs since the release. But, I have a friend I recently brought into Shroud of the Avatar, and he's played a lot of other online games, including, DDO, World of Warcraft. He's played around with a lot of different things, and we were talking about Shroud of the Avatar and its bugs, and the fact that it's pretty typical that when we get one of these releases for a day or two, maybe three, there's some bugs and there's some patches and they're cleared up. And he's blown away by that. He says, you know, he says, most companies, they roll out a new release and when they get around to it, they get around to it. So, you know, I think the fact that I think bugs are unavoidable, you know, I think very much there's not enough people playing in the testing servers. And so that makes it harder to identify some things that will slip through, if you have you. And boy, you know, talk about a dev team that is waiting right there for each one of those to pop up and just, you know, whatever it is they do to kill those things, they're all over. I got some carpenter bee issues out in my backyard tearing up some wood. If you guys want to come over here and take care of that, I haven't found a solution yet. Alright, of course it says check out the release 54 instructions. I'm not even going into that. If you've ever looked at one of the release instructions, you know they are massive. You really should go in, you really should look at them. It can be a little painful sometimes, I know, but there's sometimes some really good information in those release instructions that if you miss, you're going to be kicking yourself. I hear what some players are saying about the release so far. Lord Undernut, I love those pirate skeletons. Joe Zedark, sweet, best update ever. Elrond, amazing patch, thanks for the bludgeon pass. Okay, I'm not going to go through and read all these quotes here. You can pop out and do that. I don't want to bore you with a show that is already one person trying to do two. Of course, I think the thing that next in the update that I think everyone's most excited about is, of course, the double XP for week 1 and 2 of release 54. I know that I'm already taking advantage of that. I'm actually sorting some inventory and things like that while I work, and I'm kind of doing some crafting at the same time there at the crafting table while I'm moving things around in my bags and logging inventory notes on other monitors or whatever the case may be. So I probably won't get to grind that, if you will, as much as some people will, but I know I'm enjoying it already, and you really want to enjoy that. I'm assuming it stacks, don't quote me on this, but you probably get yourself a obsidian potion of guidance and, you know, really take advantage of it. Okay, and then we have Release 54 live stream on June 4th. And, of course, everyone always looks forward to the live streams if for no other reason than that is the day that you spend $5. And then depending on where we hit in the stretch goals, which I'll go over in a minute, you get all kinds of goodies. Let's look at the schedule real quick for the live stream. First of all, they got a nice countdown on the update on the website if you were to go out and look at that. 2 days, 20 hours, 40 minutes, 54 seconds at the time I read it here. And the schedule starts at, and this is in Central Time, of course, game server time. 3 p.m. is introductions and QA. 3:45 p.m. is deep dive. 4:30 is world building tour, new scenes and quests. 5:30 is a second deep dive, which the first one covers PvP, the one at 3:45, and the one at 5:30 covers heraldry. The one at 6, then at 6:15 p.m. there's a Q&A continues, and then 7 p.m. is an ending announcements. And then don't forget, even though the telethon itself ends at 7 p.m., you can still make purchases all the way up to 11:59 p.m. and still be eligible for whatever rewards you would have gotten. However, that does not take place, or that does not count towards the goal. The goal has to be raised, or the goals have to be achieved, if you will, during the actual telethon. But you can still put into that after the fact up until just a minute shy of midnight and still receive those rewards. And that saved me a few times when otherwise I wouldn't have been able to, so that's why I like to kind of highlight that. Sleepiest and I covered these a little bit last week, but you know, let's go over them again here. These are the stretch goals we're looking for forward to with this telethon. We have the at 10,000 raised the rainbow, 20,000 the Haka and Hula, at 30,000, the Leaf Backpack. And I don't know about the rest of you. I think that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. We don't have very many containers that are back items in the game. We have a few quivers, a couple of store backpacks, but I think this will be a nice addition. At 40k, we have the Apalapa. If you're not familiar with that, Sleepiest and I looked that up last week, and it's basically a small little building, small little hut, about as simplistic as you can get, you know, four poles and a roof sort of thing. That's going to be a yard decoration, I believe. Then you have a Polynesian dress with tropical flower crown at 50,000. At 65,000 is a Polynesian axe and spear. At 80,000 are large tiki heads with flames. At 90,000 is a Polynesian bow plus two other weapons. And at 100,000 is Polynesian demon-themed armor with full helm. So definitely some great rewards that we may earn, depending on how much we all contribute on this next telethon. Okay. Of course, we'll have those typical antics, you know, where the devs are going to be doing things during the telethon and so forth. Don't forget that during the telethon, you can also win prizes, in-game items, bank upgrades, kodos, relics, buy real merchandise, and all kinds of other things. And to participate in that, you want to be in the Discord chat. While you can view the telethon from Twitch or YouTube, you will not be eligible for prizes being in those places. You actually need to be in Discord. There's going to be 12 hours of sale around the live stream, this time focusing on some of the bundles, such as the Viking bundles, the Obsidian bundles, Kobold bundles, Shogun bundles, and so forth, as well as outdoor decorations, home decorations, Make a Difference, Lot Deed, Pot Upgrades, Homes and Basements, Pets and Music, Emotes and Fireworks, Dyes and Patterns. So, if you have questions you want to submit for the live stream, then you know, you can do that during Discord chat during the stream, or there's, you know, a few other ways you can do that. If you want to look at one of those, be sure to go out and look at the website at Shroud of the, or the update at shroudoftheavatar.com, because it will have the links there you can click onto, which will take you to the section of the original post where you can submit questions. They are wanting to cut back on repeat questions, so they're saying, you know, hey, in order to make things run smoother, I think what they're trying to say here is, you know, we're only so many people, we can only do so much stuff. If you can, before you post your questions, make sure that, you know, it hasn't already been answered, or someone else has already posted it, or it's not an episode plan post, or what have you, doing some research will allow them to get much more accomplished during the telethon. Okay, of course, the one with the new release, we have the Lot Deed raffle winners from the lottery. If you're unsure if you are one or not, be sure to go out there and claim your bank rewards and see if you have something waiting in your bank. If you don't want to, get out and look on the website to see if you were announced. Probably a good idea just to check your bank on a regular occasion anyway. But I am not going to read off all the names, because boy are they a lot of them on there. I recognize several of them, a couple of good friends on there, so congratulations everyone that did win. The release 54 dance party is today. Very own DJ Darkstar will once again be spinning tunes with two sets of after Avatars of Grove 2, first set at 2 p.m. and second set at 6 p.m. So obviously those are over at the time that I am doing this podcasting of the news, hopefully it was a good event. Okay, so if you kickstarted Shroud of the Avatar early on and you got pledge rewards, one of them being NPC submission requests, you definitely want to keep an eye on where what towns are still going to be done, that you'll still have an opportunity to submit your NPC request too. They're currently working in progress on Brittany Alleys. And then there's a list of places to be done, and there's probably about 15 or 20 left after that. So definitely don't forget about that reward if you have that coming to you and you want to take advantage of it. And then, Sleepius and I talked about this a little bit last week. Portalarium is still hiring a web developer. It's a position they've been looking for quite a while. And that doesn't surprise me. First of all, you know, I think Portalarium is pretty, I don't want to put it, they're pretty particular about who they hire. I don't want to say picky. Because I don't really think that's the right word. I think it's more of a matter that you know, in addition to skill set, there's a certain mentality and a certain sort of you know, passion for the project and getting in on that team and being a part of such a dynamic team. And because it is a dynamic team, I'm sure they don't want to hurt that. And so I'm sure every member they bring in is you know, under a lot of consideration. But then in addition to that, you know, it requires quite a bit of experience, not only in the industry already, but with a lot of different areas of skill sets, you know, PHP, JavaScript, MySQL, you know, server security, debugging skills. It's, you know, and of course they have a long bonus list that's as big as the required list. So, you know, if that's a position you feel you might be qualified for, you know, I've known people that's gotten hired by Portalarium. So, you know, it's possible to do it. Get out there, get a resume in, and sell yourself. Okay, and then we have weekend flash sales is Obsidian flash sales, 20% off exclusive items. I have a regular customer of kloot.com. I know he's probably going to be taking advantage of that. He really enjoys the Obsidian items. And while he has everything, you know, you can never, it never hurts to have, well, I don't know that he has everything, but you know what I mean, kind of everything that he's really wanting. It never hurts to get to some more Obsidian lights or, you know, whatever your favorite little item is that you want a little bit more of, whether it's, you know, some lighting or another obelisk or, you know, floor lamps and that sort of thing. If Obsidian's your thing, get in on that. But so for upcoming events calendar, there's quite a few different upcoming events taking place on June 1st. You have an R54 dance party. We just talked about that a little bit ago, a little late for that, but that's the one's Arcstar DJs. June 4th is the live stream that we talked about. June 28th is release 55, with the next live stream being on July 6th. So those are some of the really big dates that pop out to pay attention to. Outside of then the release schedules, on August 10th we have SinCon, August 21st GamesCon, August 30th to September 3rd is the big yearly DragonCon in Atlanta. And October 11th to October 13th is SodaCon in Austin. So you might want to look at some of those conventions, which will have a Shroud of the Avatar presence in some form. Okay, so in live stream, The Companions Revisited. We kicked off the live stream with Fletcher Kinnear and Brandon Cotton to show off the companion gear that will be made available to players via questing for it, and then Eric Tove and Brandon Cotton took a dive into the companion abilities. And last but not least, we showed off some really cool new property decorations. For more live stream and gameplay videos, be sure to subscribe to www.youtube.com/portalarium/explanation. So if you go out to Shroud of the Avatar and the update I'm going through here, there's a video, you know, kind of a showing what that summary I just read is doing, and you can watch that. And then we have a beautiful map here, R54 Wacom Quest in Lux Sanctuary on Saturday, June 2nd at 12 p.m. Central Time. The Wacom quests have been going on forever and forever and forever. Wow, you know, I haven't been on a Wacom quest personally in forever. But if you've never done one, it's a cool thing to do. You know, you'll kind of go to some different places and see and talk about some different things and get a, you know, a nice little welcome into what's going on in the community a little bit. Okay, and then of course we have the Airy Fun Community Cause Primal Nature June 2018. Join Airy Fund as we support Conservation International and their mission to build a healthier, more prosperous, and more productive planet. For more than 30 years, Conservation International, CI, has been protecting nature for the benefit of all. 1. Pledge your support. Offer financial support while earning fun digital and physical thank you gifts. No gifting options are available. 2. Host and attend in-game community events. And 3. Stream for a cause. So there's different things you can do to help promote this. Shroud of the Avatar Portalarium has shown that they want to support a lot of different charities. You know, they create the items and other things that they can sell to then give some of those proceeds to the charity involved. And, you know, right now they're focusing on this Airy Fund. So if you pop again over to the update, there is a details in the forum link that you can click that will take you into there. And then here's a contest. Win a pair of SotaCon 2018 tickets. If you're wanting to go to Austin, wanting to go to the SotaCon, get in for free. Not have to buy those tickets. And what that is that's the Merit Gaming Fitness app. You can get that on most mobile devices. It's really, really quick and easy to sign up. I've done it myself. And then your mobile app is going to track your steps, your walks, and all that sort of thing, and give you points. And then you can redeem those points for different sorts of rewards or even sometimes raffles on the app. And what this one is doing is it's giving away tickets either for that or say, you know, you don't want to go to SotaCon. It's too far away. Then there's a custom tee. Enter daily the chance to win a custom tee. And basically you get a custom t-shirt. And they're doing this once a week. It will be a winner will be drawn for the custom SotaCon tee June, July, and August. The grand prize drawing for the tickets is in September. They don't actually give a date, or it's farther down. No, I don't see an actual date other than it'll take place in September. I'm sure as it gets closer, it'll probably also say on the Merits app, I'm guessing. Okay, so projects to support. Midboss. Emma Masson created the ABC music framework that we now use in Shroud of the Avatar for player instruments. Thank you, Emma. We noticed your project in Steam and wanted to give it a shout out. Avatar's Midboss is easy to pick up and play if you're new to the genre of traditional roguelikes, turn-based strategic RPGs with permadeath. But it still has the depth and complexity that veterans expect and enjoy. Give it a try. Wow, that actually sounds really cool. I personally love roguelikes games. And, you know, how cool is it to pay it back to someone in the community? You know, they helped create what is a very popular and integral framework for the game that many, many people in the game are enjoying and happy to have. It was a very sought-after in quest feature by many players in the early days. I know I remember seeing people wanting that. And Portalarium has said, hey, you know, we saw you're doing this thing, and so paying it back a little bit and putting a little spotlight over on you. If you're interested in checking that out, again, there's a link there on the update. And then, of course, you have, as always, at the bottom of the update here is Resource Players Helping Players. Resources Players Helping Players. The official SOTA New Player Wacom Forum and the Player Crafted Resources and Forum have the best created resources for Shroud of the Avatar, whether it's a player written guide, a video walkthrough, a wiki type website. So, again, there's links that you can click there on the news update to take you directly to those places. So I think I can speak for everyone when, you know, release 54 is a pretty exciting release. And if you really want to see what that's all about and what's all in that, You really want to get out there and you want to check out those instructions for Release 54 and at least skim it and look for the highlighted changes section, and you're going to be pleased. It's amazing what the Portalarium development team does every month. And so, I think that pretty much covers this week's news date. Again, like I said, don't hold all our shows to this one. A lot of different things going on. I kind of had to jump in here and roll with it. And it's obviously a better show with two people versus one. So I'm going to go ahead and take us out. The wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also thanks to Sleepius for the continued management of the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events, and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Sir Style Tekel signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.